For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Nina Shaken. These are the morning headlines for Monday, May 17th, 2021. Pocatello police say they arrested a woman after she punched an officer. It all started when dispatchers received a call about a woman shouting in front of the Common Sense convenience store on North Arthur Avenue. When officers arrived, they found a car containing several women. One officer approached to see if any of them were the cause of the disturbance. 30-year-old Natasha Hudson exited the vehicle and began walking down the sidewalk. Pocatello police spokesman Greg Cates says, as an officer followed her, she abruptly turned around and began bouncing side to side, as if she were ready to fight. Then she punched the officer in the face while shouting vulgarities and racial slurs. Hudson was taken to the ground and officers arrested her. Officers sustained no notable injuries, and Hudson was taken to Bannock County Jail on a charge of assault on a police officer and other outstanding warrants. Another woman, Margaret Hudson, was also arrested for outstanding warrants. On Saturday, Pocatello Animal Services and Aiding to Adoption Rescue will be hosting a rabies vaccination clinic from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for $10. Local News at 8 says no appointments are necessary and the vaccinations will be done by veterinarians from Alpine Hospital and Hawthorne Animal Hospital. The vaccinations will be taking place at the Pocatello Animal Shelter, and other services will also be offered, including microchipping and licensing. All dogs brought to the clinic must be leashed and all cats must be in a carrier. Pet parents are advised to wear a mask and bring their identification. American flags will fly at half-staff Saturday in recognition of Peace Officers Memorial Day, and this day was set aside by proclamation of President Biden. This will be going hand-in-hand with the end of Police Week, and it's to honor the men and women of the nation's law enforcement agencies who handle multiple instances, often with limited resources. The lowering of the flag is to honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and to thank them for their sacrifice. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Monday, May 17th, 2021. I'm Nina Shaken. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.